So we were going to do a YouTube live because that's how we're structuring it this week, but it won't work. We have to have at least 24 hours. So we'll do it next week, but we're still going to post this sometime this week. I'll try to get it out Monday, Tuesday, pronto, that sort of thing. I may just upload it straight, not even watch it back. So this is our December TBR challenge thingy. I did have a question for you about the rules. I just forgot what my question was. So if I think of it, I will ask you at some point.
Sounds good.
Are we allowed to do not finish a book? Like, if we genuinely do not finish a book and it becomes a DNF officially, is that allowed, or do we have to, like...
Only if you have zero intention on ever, like, there is no way you are ever going to read this book. Like, you have considered it a loss, and you have no intentions of ever reading
it. I don't like doing that. Like, I pushed myself to read those other 5 books last month because I don't like officially not finishing a book. And I don't rate the books I don't finish, so I don't like doing that either, unless I'm like, you know, it was like...
No, I get that.
Okay. Yeah. So... I got to figure out the books that I'm... All right, you want to go first?
Yeah, okay. Right. So I recently finished Tower of Dawn. Last month I read Empire of Storms and Tower of Dawn. Empire of Storms was like a 4 out of 5 rating. I had a few kind of nitpicky things that I just was... character choices that I didn't like. but Tower of Dawn just felt very... informative, but also kind of lighthearted, yet like just, I don't know, it wasn't fluff, but it felt refreshing compared to like everything dark that's happened up until this point. Like, it felt like a breath of fresh air a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think she probably did that because this monstrosity is what comes next. And so it's giving me, based on what I've already read, it's giving me Battle of the Five Armies kind of thing. And it's a Lord of the Rings reference for those that don't know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Kingdom of Ash, the final book in the Throne of Glass series. I am embarking on this one because it is
so big.
Oh, a whopping 112 pages, 120 some chapters, and 960 some pages. I only have 2 books on my TBR this month.
I was wondering, are you expecting to get anything besides that done? Because that's even bigger than Immortal. I don't feel so bad.
So, I'm going to do this one. If I manage to get done with that one with enough time to actually read another book, I will read The Songbird and the Heart of Stone, which is book 3 in the... what was the first book's name? What was it called?
The Serpent and the Wings of Night.
Serpent and the Wings of Night. So book 3. I followed the author on Instagram, and she has posted spicy chapter warnings. So she told us what chapters are spicy, and I'm like, I don't know if I wanted to know that or not.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, but I'm like,
I like so there will
be
line, spice.
So I've kind of been, I've been kind of spoiled on the fact that there will be spice. I just don't know where and when and with who. So
that's funny.
If I get to that, that's the thing.
All right.
So that's my TBR.
I don't necessarily have an order for mine because while I genuinely want to return to the Serpent and the Wings of Night series, so I would read this, which is a novella between 1 and 2. So it's like this. And so since I read this one for November, this was November. It just feels like such a long time ago. NaNoWriMo really with me. Okay, so I finished this one in November, so I would read this one hypothetically and then this one, which is the novella and then book 2. So Ashes and the Star-Cursed King. It's going to take me a long time to get used to that title. So those are the first 2. However, I recently discovered a gladiator kind of romance thing on the Chapter Story app, which I'm also writing on. And it's put me in a gladiator mood, and I pre-ordered this like 2 years ago, and it came in last month, but it wasn't on my TBR, so I had to put it aside, and I've been waiting for this one. So based on my mood, I will probably be reading this one first, and then my hope is to get to these 2 this month, and if I get all those done, I'll probably do From Blood and Ash next, because I have the audiobook to this first, and I've been waiting to read this one for a while as well. So,
So you won't be able to you won't be able to talk details with the Blood Guard one like you have been with all your others, because I do plan on reading that one as well.
Yeah. So I figured, I thought you had mentioned From Blood and Ash at one point too, so I know with those two I won't be able to talk details. Yeah. But I will be vague. And then, yeah, as always, if I manage to read Throne of Glass, it's always a benefit and a bonus because I'm trying to get through that. So at some point, if I get all of these done and I'm still needing something to read, because I just don't know how much time, I may not have very much time at all, and I may not get to any of these. We never know. So if I manage to get to Throne of Glass, it'll be obviously a bonus. And that's pretty much it for December for me. I think this is probably my guess is probably going to be these three. But we'll see, because I managed to get so many last month because the contemporary romances are like really quick reads. It was like 4 days per book ish. So fantasy takes me longer to read just because you're soaking in like the world building and the details and like the plot's more complicated. Yeah, that's a bad thing, but yeah, but, and then my main rule for myself is to try not to read on the Chapters app, until I actually get at least one physical book read. Because I, like, that one the Gladiator romance, because I finished my TBR list for November, and I had one day, I had the 30th open, and I was like, okay, I can read something just for fun, and that's when I started it, and I read the first 4 or 5 chapters, and so the next chapter's not going to be updated until Wednesday, and I left on a cliffhanger, and so I've been dying to finish it, or to keep at least read one chapter every day, but I don't know, so, because that's still technically reading a book, But yeah, that is, again, I don't know if I'm going to do Bloodguard or Sixth Scorched this book. I don't know if I'm going to do this one or Bloodguard, but I'm definitely ready for a good fantasy. I was reading mostly romantic, military, romantic suspense, like set in the real world last month. So I'm ready to like get gritty and delve into fantasy again. So this one kind of sounds like it may fit my mood more. So yeah, that's pretty much December. I have a lot of like to-do list thingies to get done because I'm trying to wrap up the year. So I'm like, oh, I got to finish writing this book and I got to finish writing that book that I didn't finish half the year ago. So I don't know how much time I'll have to read, but hopefully we'll get some of it done. And yeah, also these books look so gorgeous. I just can't get over. I really want to read this book too, but it's like I guess readers understand the idea that like, you know, just getting a book and like, oh my gosh, I want to read it so bad. And like your TBR, like I don't have enough time to read all the books on my TBR list that I really want to read. Oh, that's a book dilemma. Book reader dilemma, I mean.
Yep.
So that's pretty much with me. Yeah, that's pretty much it with me. I'm in a really bad Gladiator mood, but I don't know if this one's going to have any romance in it or not. So we'll see. If they turn me off, I hope I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Is that worn?
See.
Yeah, I think part of that's worn. I must have ripped it at some point. So, I'm hoping you can get Kingdom of Ash done. I'll be interested to see how long it takes you, given how big it is. So.
I am on page 14 out of... without looking... Okay, this is the... I think this looks like... Okay. 14 out of, 980 pages.
And I thought Mortal was going to be your biggest one that you've ever, you know, tried to get.
Well, I think this is going to take the cake. It's probably the biggest one I've ever read. So, yeah.
This is gorgeous. We'll see. I was hoping that when I took the dust jacket off to read that the hardback was still beautiful to look at instead of just plain black. So, that's good to know. So... I'm also kind of getting into a gamer mood, so I'm really hoping that I can get back into, like, reading more than gaming, so we may have a situation where I'm not reading very much this month. I don't know. I didn't think I was going to have much time last month, so we'll see.
I go back and forth with that a lot.
Yeah.
With the gaming and reading versus reading.
That's a real dilemma. I don't know if anybody's ever actually talked about that, but like, it's a real, when I get in a gaming mood, I haven't been in a gaming mood for several months. So like when I get into one, I get pretty into like, I get obsessed for a while and then I'll fall out of it and then I'll get into something else. So
it always cracks me up because like, I always see like these, like, like TikTok memes of like the gamer boyfriend and the reader girlfriend or whatever, and it's like, I'm single and I like to do both. Like, it's gonna be hard. I'll play Skyrim and Subnautica and Minecraft and all these other different games, and it's like, you know, I also like to read a book. So I can find some game that I can do, like, that's just a menial task. I can sometimes multitask and do both, but not always.
I know. I see a lot of the memes about girlfriends reacting to their boyfriends playing video games, and it makes me feel, like, not really weird, but, like, I relate more to the guy in this situation because I love playing video games, so...
Yeah.
So I get that. But I don't really think there's a whole lot for me to talk about other than I'm like obsessed with the Gladiator romance on Chapters app right now. It's like actually a lot of the titles and the covers look and sound so cheesy and stupid, but some of them, sometimes you find a real like 5-star actual gem in those. Yeah. And like, this is one of those situations, and it's ancient Rome. Okay. Like it actually is like ancient Rome gladiators, like not like... You know, this seems like fantasy gladiator, which is fine. Like, I'm still in the mood. But it's like her village got sacked and attacked by Rome. So she becomes the emperor's slave, and she's there and she meets one of his, like, the best gladiator, basically. And it's just it's so good. Although I have a suspicion I think he's going to be either related to the royal, or he's trying to kill the emperor, or some sort of twist like that where he was... sold as a gladiator because he was like secretly a royal and like betrayed the emperor, or he was the son of the last emperor that was murdered, or some sort of twist like that is what I'm thinking. But anybody who knows me knows I love gladiators. Male gladiators with a good romance, it's like my thing. So but to be honest, I'm actually really looking forward to continuing this series too, because this book kind of like, you know, like you talked about it too, how it like ended in this thing where it's like, I just needed time to process. And that's where I feel like the military romantic suspense series, the 5 books that I read in that one really quickly, was kind of a nice palate cleanser. And also now I'm in a mood for a good gritty fantasy. So I'm actually, which this one I would say was like the perfect amount of grit for me. And it had that intense, I want to say like violence in the kind of gritty way that I like action scenes, and the description of monsters that Cassandra Clare does a lot really well too. And so does Sarah J. Maas. Like the way that she describes monsters is so good. Like, I don't know why, I love that. Like, monster, give me a good monster fight. I'm here for it. So I like, I'm really excited for this one. And I'm really curious because it feels like a fantasy romance, but like not really, it's got a romantic subplot, but it feels more like a fantasy. But the way that this one, without spoilers for anybody watching, this one makes me question if the couple can work things out, because it feels like there's been a huge rift now, and I don't know where it's gonna go, and I can't tell if it's a true romance where we're gonna get a happy ending, or if it's gonna be more fantasy and things are gonna go bad. So and then of course you mentioned, where'd the other one go, you mentioned this one was like a Beauty and the Beast kind of thing, and it's more cozy and sweet, and it looks really quick, so I may be able to knock this out pretty quickly.
I got that one knocked out. Like, we had, like, a workshop day where we didn't have a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And so I got knocked that one out real quick and was able to get into the second one pretty quickly.
Also, can we just say that the interior formatting, like, as an author, I'm just in awe of these books. Like, the interior, the chapter headers are, and the scene cut symbols are, like, so gorgeous. I love them so much. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that, too. Good formatting always gets you excited. So,
yes.
I am really curious to see how much action is in the book that you're reading, since you said it's kind of like a build up to the Battle of the Five Armies is what it's, the vibe it's kind of given you. So,
I feel like it's going to be, there's going to be a lot.
Yeah. And I'm curious to see if that one character development that you said kind of flatlined in Empire of Storms, if they actually do something with it. This one, you know what I'm saying? And also, so from the previous two, without spoilers, I can't ask too many questions, I suppose, but are the characters from Empire of Storms and the character POVs from Tower of Dawn, they're all having POVs in this book?
I assume.
Does it seem like? You assume so? Okay. I didn't know, so.
I haven't gotten far enough into it yet. I've only read one POV so far,
right.
And that was from a character from The first POV that I've encountered is a character from a character POV that I got in Empire of Storms.
Right, okay.
So I feel like the characters are merging together. I don't know. And in the past, they've done like different POVs for characters in different places. You know, and yeah. That happened, or like not the Empire of Storms isn't the first one to do that. Like that mm-hmm. happened in previous books too, where they introduced another POV that of a character that was at a different place on the continent. And so it was kind of like looking at what was happening at different points that's building up to this war
mm-hmm.
that will reach its climax in this one. So I assume we're going to get lots of POVs in this one, but I think it's going to be with character, like all with characters that we've already been introduced to. And so,
yeah,
we've already got, it's already hinted at a couple different POVs. So right. I've only read specifically one, maybe two, kind of, so.
Okay. So refresher on the rules for anybody, because this is, we're finally doing it where people in the comments can keep up with yes. us. So for this,
yes.
the December TBR challenge, reading challenge thingy, I'll let my cousin explain because she's better at it than me. I'm bound to mess up something.
That's nice. What this is kind of Joanne and I have come together and there's one or two problems we typically end up having. One, we're not sure which book to read. And two, one, buying more books that we're excited to read, and then we'll just TBR them to be read them and just not actually get to them. So part of the solution is that each month we're going to select, like for me, I know Joanna's coming at it from more of, at least from what I can see, is more of a completionist view that she wants to get through her whole list in a month.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at it, I guess we can kind of go back and forth. It doesn't really matter. It's just, you know, yeah. The fact is that we have a stack of books and we stick to that stack of books.
Yeah.
You know, now whether your goal is to complete them or just only read from those is kind of depending on you, but
yeah.
And so for the month, you can only read from those books. I know in the past we've allowed like one swap. I'm gonna try not to swap this time. One, because I think I will be like
yeah,
like one. I think this is gonna take up a large chunk of my month.
Mm-hmm.
And so honestly, I don't think it's. I don't even really think it'll be very realistic for me to even reach this one.
Mm-hmm. 900 pages is a lot. So.
Which, and if you look at it, Empire of Storms and Tower of Dawn were both 600 pages roughly each, so that would be like 1200 together. So it's realistic that I could finish this month,
mm-hmm.
but I, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm thinking, but it's essentially we can only read books from our TBR list for the month.
Yeah.
And so we kind of record our progress. And in the past, we've just made recordings. And this time, we're actually going to be like posting shorts, like updates on shorts and stuff like that. Of our
progress, to keep you guys updated.
How things are going and all of that. So,
yep. So basically, pick two or three, however many you think you can get done in a month from your TBR list. And then whether you want to complete only those and stick with only those, or you want to complete them all. I said that wrong. Whether you want to complete them or like Hannah, where you're just reading only from that list, is up to you guys. But we just kind of read our books and talk about them. So feel free to let us know what you're reading and commenting yes. on our videos, how you guys are doing the books and stuff. We try to keep spoilers to a minimum if we can. Although we're really bad about that with the ACOTAR series from Sarah J. Maas. I think we just blurt things out with that one. So yeah. I will say the one wild card, if you will, that I have is the Gladiator romance on the Chapters app. It's like, the title's really dumb. I don't even remember what it is, but it genuinely is good. It feels like a good book, and I'm going to genuinely count that one. So, because I like, it's only updated one chapter once a week on Wednesday is the next update. So I literally have to read it because it was like a cliffhanger, and I've technically started that on November 30th. So that's my like current read.
Yeah.
But so that's going to be the addition here, but yeah, I think I've got pretty good.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'll have an addition this month. I'm just going to have to wing it and see what happens.
Yeah. So, Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do our little pose at the... Oh, my bookmark. My sticky dubs.
You can't even see my face. Here, I'll go like this.
He's going to separate them slightly. Okay. Right. So, books for the month.
Yeah, like I said, my main goal is these three. For Blood and Ash is going to be a bonus. And then Throne of Glass is my, like, whenever I finish it, it's going to be a good thing. Whatever month that is, it'll be a good kind of bonus thing for now. So we'll see. I'm going to try. Yeah. When I get these done, like, these are, like, my most anticipated reads. So when I get these done, I think I'm going to go into the Throne of Glass series and push myself to get to actually, like, focus on the series more heavy-handed.
Yeah.
With the exception of, like, Onyx Storm launching at the end of January. And then there was another book launching in January that I wanted to read as well. But I forgot what it is because my memory is horrible. So we'll figure that out when we get to the end of January, I suppose.
Yeah, and I've got the new Hunger Games movie.
Was it that one?
Book in March.
That was another one.
In March. Oh, that one's in March.
Well, there was something
else.
It's going to bug me.
So I think it's like the sunrise, like the rising on the reaping or something like that. It's Haymitch's Games. So that one's coming out next year. So,
all right. Well,
alrighty.
Yeah, I think that's it. So I will just post this raw since we were supposed to go live, but it saves me from having to edit and everything.
Yeah.
We need an outro type thing, but I don't know if
so. If you like what you see, like, subscribe.
Yep, like and subscribe.
Keep in tune. There's a little bell, so you'll get notifications when we post stuff.
Click the bell for notifications. I don't think that by the time this one comes out, our November TBR list will be coming second Tuesday in December. So be looking out for that video. But when it's up, we'll put it somewhere. It'll be up, so just check it out for that one. So, yep. And we'll check in with you guys. Be sure to let us know in the comments which books you are reading for your TBR list this month for December, because at the end of this month, we're going to wrap up the whole year and find out how much we read throughout the year and if we met our reading goals for those of us who actually made any, considering I didn't. But that'll be exciting. So, yep, we'll see you guys in the next one.
See ya. We're kind of testing it, guys, so you have to bear with us.
We don't know whether... Hey, I just got a notification that we've gone live, so I guess it is working.
Okay.
Hey, guys!
All right, so
this is new for us. Hopefully this is actually working.
If not, it'll just be a test run, and we'll do another one tomorrow.
Yeah.
But...
Yep, that's fun.
All righty. So, week one, we already get a little bit of, like, pre-live chats anyway, because we started out having a good day, and then... Like, just randomly towards the evening, it just went, and it was just, did not end well.
For no reason. So, so we're definitely excited. Now, basically, the November thing was kind of confusing, but we pre-recorded November's, and November ended, obviously. So, it was 7 hours long. I had to chop it into three parts. And so we released it as quickly as we could the first week. So if you go check it out, it's in three parts. Each one leads to the next part. And then the last one, I think, should lead to our first check-in for December. So now everybody's caught up. How y'all doing? Let us know in the comments below if you guys are sticking with your December TBRs and doing better than I am. Because I am not doing so well this month. I did so good last month, and it's like, whoops, not so much now.
I'm just getting a good laugh at the single percentage point changes on Goodreads after I read like two or three chapters. Like, I am, I went from a whopping 2% to a whopping 3% last night. And I was like, woo! And I told that to my, I made a comment to that to one of my kids today, and they're like, what page are you on? And I said, 39. And
39.
And I was like, out of 980. And he looks, and the kid just looks at me and was like, I wouldn't be able to read that. And this kind of goes into my whole rant. And I kind of was able to be like, I on my personal channel, I made this little mini rant that one, if you're not a reader, you haven't found the right book yet. And two, that if it takes you like 5 years to read a book, that's fine because you're still making progress and you're still reading and accomplishing something. And so, yeah, I was kind of like,
we've all been there. And I'm like, I started this was 5 years ago. So, and I've never finished it yet. So it that happens.
I feel like, I hear that so much at school, and like so many of my kids don't like reading. And I tell them all the time that like, they're like, I'm not a reader. I don't like to read. And I'm like, you haven't found the right book yet. And they're like, I just don't like to read, Miss, you know, like,
you don't have we haven't found the right book yet. You're a reader, you just haven't found the right one. And that what proves it is that several of my coworkers are starting to read Fourth Wing, and they're like obsessed with it. And it's like I didn't know they were readers. They may very well have been readers, but I didn't know that. And I'm like, this is so cool. Like watching all these people get into books.
I know
and I'm like, you know,
my sister isn't. And then she really
Yeah, I
loved
know.
Fourth Wing. She's read it faster than I did, and she doesn't read books. And
That
even
was
now,
so
like, she doesn't have a
surprising.
lot of time, but
Yeah.
she's still reading this comic that's like true crime kind
Oh
of
yeah.
vibe stuff. So I mean, it you know, and even I didn't read for the longest time. So and I just it took me a long time to find the kind of niche that I like to read.
Yeah.
And so it's just like you when you really look, you'll find there's something out
Oh
there for
yeah.
everybody.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So it happens.
I
But
mean, it's about finding like the
well,
genre and the template that you like too, really. Like,
yeah, it really is. And there's I don't know, there's just so much creativity out there. Like even if you don't really care for mainstream stuff, there's
Yeah.
probably an indie author out there
Yes.
somewhere that has written something that you would just
Absolutely.
love.
Yeah.
So,
Support
but
indie
me, I am doing fine, I suppose. I've just hit a
Fine is
slump.
never a good word. Fine means that everything has gone wrong and it's a disaster and it's a train wreck and things are going to explode in 5 seconds. That's what fine means.
Pretty much.
So are you
Okay,
making
well,
like it's okay or it's like fine?
I'm in a slump because it's turned political and we've added
Oh,
a
yeah.
character POV, and I prefer somebody else's POV and the gladiator
So
stuff
it's
because the
is it a
opening,
multi
here's the
POV
problem.
thing?
The opening, yeah, it's like the opening was so strong and so good that I was like, I didn't realize this was the book that I've waited my whole life to read. And then we get to another
That's
person's
impressive.
perspective that's like,
Yeah.
political, and it's
Oh.
all that is. And I'm not reading this for politics. I'm reading this for gladiator fight scenes and
Okay.
the beginning. And
Yeah.
so I'm kind of like, we've had this
How
person three
many?
chapters in a row
Okay.
at the same time that I got more into Skyrim. So if I
Oh.
was more into Skyrim and it was good, I
Yeah.
would deliberately force myself to stop
Maybe you should
playing
play
to
the
get back
Civil
to reading.
War. Maybe you should play the Civil War in Skyrim to get back in the
Yes.
political
Well, the weird thing is, like, I'm watching Rain right now, and Rain is very, very political, so I'm into it. It's
Well,
just my expectations for this
how
book
many
entirely was
chapters?
like gladiator stuff.
How many chapters has it been with this so far? Like political.
Three.
Three.
It's only been like
How?
three
Well,
that
okay.
really picked up on.
More. D okay.
Usually,
Are
this
these.
person would have like, usually, there'd be like three or four really good chapters from the other character, and then like one of this one. I'm like, okay, that's it. I don't have to, it's not
So
too
there's more
bad.
than just
But
one
this one's
now.
been three in a row.
Okay.
And three in a row is a bit much for me. And it's
Yeah.
probably not that bad. Like I said, I told you, go in with the
You just need
expectation
to.
of politics.
Yeah.
Like, but
Yeah.
it's just, I'm trying. I'm trying so
Maybe you
hard.
just need to
And I don't
connect
know.
with the
And
character a little bit more. Like if you could connect with
maybe.
them a little bit more, that might help. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil things, but it's just really hard. I've
That's
hit
fair.
this kind of wall with this character, and I do
Yeah.
like the character and I do like the concepts. And then on top of that, there's a little bit of some woke stuff that I didn't really care for, so I'm trying hard to kind of skirt around that. And
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's not going to play a big part.
Yeah.
But I don't know, there's just something about some of the politics that right now aren't interesting me. It's not
That's fair.
hooking me enough. I don't know what
Yeah.
this motion was, but it was like hooking me, I guess.
Hook me. Like
And I just
theater.
oh my God, dude, the first and second situations in the gladiator stuff,
Yeah.
I like want to talk so it's so
You
good.
can't
Oh
say
my God.
anything. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
know. I
Now
know.
you know how I feel
Let's just say
about
that like
every book in
it's
this
hooking
series
me.
so far.
I'll just say really quickly that it's
Yeah.
hooking me like Fourth Wing.
Ooh, okay.
But like
Well,
male protagonist instead of
honestly,
female protagonist,
your quote that
and
it
I'm
was the
hooked.
book you've been waiting for your whole life, I'm like, okay. Like I had to take like a
Yeah.
double take for a minute there because like you've been like, okay, I love you dearly, but you are notorious for being extremely picky with characters and
Yeah,
books
that's
and plot
true.
lines. And it's like there are
I
certain
am.
series that you were absolutely in love with. The shadowy one, what was that called? I never got into it.
Shadowhunters?
Yeah, the the
Mortal Instruments.
Mortal Instruments. Yeah, that was one of them.
Yeah. I love that when I was in high school.
See, like, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to bring up Twilight, and then I'm going to be like, is Twilight one of those? And then, considering everyone hates Twilight now and thinks it's cringy, I'm like, do I mention that?
Or is that just kind of,
is that just going to counteract what I just said? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be quiet.
That's fine. But yeah, I don't know. It's, and my tastes have changed as I've gotten older, too, so now I'm a lot more picky. Like, I was... When I was younger, like in middle school, high school, I used to read all kinds of stuff. But it's just, I miss, like, we never have a strong male protagonist that is, like, the key center. Usually they're always the love interest, and it may add the guy's perspective, but the focus is always on the girl. Oh, and that's fine, and I love that. And I love, like, Feyre. Like, I was so mad when Feyre got replaced by Nesta. I love Nesta now. And so don't get me wrong. It's just I write guy characters. I don't know why, but I connect with men. I've always been that way. I don't have a lot of girlfriends that I've had in my life anyway. Yeah. So I'm just, I don't know. I connect better with guys. And so it's just, it's been nice. All
different. It's like personalities. Yeah. Like you cater to certain things when you read.
And yeah. It's just everybody likes stuff that's like, there's that thing that you just love in books that you're just excited to read about. And so, but the creative fighting is just, and the magic system and the creature, I can't get over the creature building in this. I honestly, this has been the number one high fantasy for me at a level that I haven't seen
is
recently.
This a standalone?
So it's been,
excuse me. Is this a standalone
no idea.
Or is it supposed to be multiple?
She's setting up a huge like kingdom. So I hope I probably can see it going further, but like also, I now know what this scene is.
You do?
Okay. So be jealous. Yes, I know this. Be this jelly. Is actually a scene from the book.
Very, very jelly. Okay, speaking of ACOTAR.
I just gotta get through the politics. Yes.
I have a theory that I stumbled upon.
Okay.
And I thought about sending it to you straight away, but I wanted your raw reaction, and I knew we were gonna do live stream check-ins on Fridays. Okay, so it says, what if, and I will tag the link to the video below. Okay, I don't know if this creator is the original one that found this theory, by the way. But it says, what if the betrayal hinted by Sarah J. Maas in ACOTAR 6 is Elaine? I can't help but think about how she got her powers. The cauldron gifted them to her. The cauldron is described as dark, wild, and cold throughout A Court of Mist and Fury, and A Court of War and Ruin. A common theme is like calls to like. The cauldron gave Elaine her gifts because she is evil. They're the same. Like calls to like. She is the one in the inner circle that betrays everyone. That's why Azrael's shadows call to her, why he watches her. Everyone thinks it's more. I think it's Elaine. Your thoughts?
That's an interesting take. What finds me intriguing about that the most?
You were just kind of, it was like a hesitation.
Thought. Yeah, you can see the thought came in and I processed it and came out with another thought.
Okay. Yeah. You talk.
Okay. Just real quick. What intrigues me the most is the idea that Azrael is not drawn to her because we're supposed to ship them, but the twist that he's drawn to her because of some darkness that exists
because
inside of her.
Because he doesn't trust her.
That's kind of interesting.
Because he doesn't trust her. We've never got Azrael's perspective. We have no idea whether he's actually attracted to her or not. We're just assuming that he is. One, the reason why I kind of actually want this to be a thing, it would be devastating to Feyre and Nesta, and I'm kind of twisted enough that I kind of want that to happen. I'm sorry, but
Nesta protected her so much and not Feyre, like her precious
little
Elaine. Like, it's kind of satisfying.
She's been babied and she whines and she pouts and complains and just, oh, my pitiful little life. I will not get started on this.
You really don't like Elaine.
I don't like Elaine.
I feel like you feel like Elaine how I felt about Nesta.
She's so boring. And I'm like,
yeah.
But then I also want the thing where Elaine is going to be the one to save Tamlin. I also want that theory. So I don't know. It's like, I can't, unless Sarah, hear me out. Unless Sarah does this little twisty thing and gets both to happen. But I don't think that will happen. I wonder
how Tamlin can be redeemed if he joins up with the person who betrayed them again.
I also kind of liked the theory that, I don't know if you heard about this one either, that Tamlin was actually mates with Amarantha, but he rejected the bond, and we were seeing his actions and his attitude and his kind of like personality was the effects of rejecting the mating bond.
Actually a fan of that too.
I know, like, I kind of liked that, and that would explain also why he was so not unresponsive when he was around her.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also get somewhat of an explanation.
Because see, when I was first reading that, I didn't know anything about the series. I didn't know Rhysand was going to be the mate. Like, I was blind, right? I stayed away from everything. So my initial thought was Amarantha's controlling him somehow, and that has to be why he's so quiet and so silent. But my thing is, if she's hinted at a betrayal in book 6, which, by the way, thanks for that bomb, because I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently they're going to be betrayed in book 6. Remember how you and I have been talking about how Amarin is actually evil?
Mm-hmm.
Amarin. Is it Amarin?
I thought it was Amarin. One of them. Yeah.
Brave.
One of the magical. One of the inner circle. Yeah.
She pushed Rhys so much in Silver Flames, like, to just be a conqueror and be this. And she grated on me a lot more. And I just feel like she's going to be the gut tells me it's got to be her.
Okay, so this could just be the fact that I'm currently reading this monstrosity right now.
Right.
But, I'm sorry. I say that, and I'm like, I'm on chapter 4, and all first 3 chapters are just bombshell negative, bombshell negative, bombshell negative. And I'm like,
You're like, you would love this. And I'm like, thanks.
I know. I'm like, Joanne, this is Joanna's cup of tea on a silver platter with scones. Like, this is literally just like a golden platter. And I'm like, I can't say anything because she can't get through book 1. And I'm like,
I know.
Please get through book 1. And it's so much better. But yeah. And so I don't know if it's just me because I'm reading this and this is a very negative war book. But to me, does it feel like Silver Flames, it's like, it just, the whole universe feels like it's boiling. It's like, it feels like it's like a tea, like an electric tea kettle that's just getting ready to start bubbling, and it's just, and the button hasn't clicked yet, and it hasn't exploded, you know, or like the pressure cooker hasn't exploded yet. It just feels like it's building for something, or like there's still some kind of like gnawing in the back of my mind, like there's something going to happen.
Yeah.
And we have two more books, apparently. But it's like, I don't know. I just feel like, I just don't want it to be like character arc and be done. Like, I want, maybe Throne of Glass is rubbing off on me more, because that sounds more like an epic fantasy kind of moment where, like, you have like this world conflict that happens. And it's like, maybe I can kind of see what people are saying when they say that Throne of Glass is better, because it's like, this doesn't focus solely on relationships, like solely on couples. Like, there is the world, there's like a world conflict plot going on. And so it's like, I don't know if like, I don't know. That's weird. Yeah. My brain's gotten into an epic fantasy thing. And so now I've kind of gotten out of that romanticy. And so it's like, I want a battle of the five armies to happen in ACOTAR. I want this big explosion.
And see, that's my thing. And that's my personal, like, I always love like romances, and I can't get away. I don't want them to be taken out, but I like higher stakes than typical romances do. And that's why I kind of write the kind of content that I do, because you don't usually see that blended. But I feel like ACOTAR, even though there's big plot stuff happening in the series, like in the past, because it did build up to kind of a fight and a few battles in Wings and Ruin. The third one. But it's always focused on the romances and the personal, like especially Silver Flames. Silver Flames was legit.
Oh yeah.
Romance first, like I would like romantasy, like where the romance and the character arc was the focus. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like, there was a lot of training. Like, it wasn't bad, but I'm just like, let's build this something better.
And I can't help but think.
No, I definitely feel that.
I can't help but think that I'm growing to believe that this next book almost has to be Elaine focused. Now, how that is, I don't know. And that's why I wanted to mention that theory about Elaine actually being the bad one, the one that betrays everybody. Because we have I don't know, for some reason I have my head that there was two more after Silver Flames. I can't remember where I read that. But yeah. we have Nesta, who's discovered her power with these other, spoiler alert, these other things. And I'm trying to be vague, just in case.
Well, and they need to have those power. It kind of feels like there should be more to Nesta.
We have Feyre, who, I don't know. We have Feyre, who still has her powers, that has a child now. Spoiler alert, by the way. Sorry. I just blurt spoilers. I have no filter. The longer you guys watch this, the more you're gonna realize I just don't care. I blurt spoilers and then I apologize afterwards. That's how my person.
I'm just scared when you start talking about what you're reading, because I'm like, is she gonna slip something out?
I'm sorry. Oops. Anyway, and
yeah,
things happen with Feyre. Yeah,
things so it's like a little late to try to blur it now, Hannah.
I'm sorry. So Feyre had some fun, as we're well aware.
Yeah,
she has a hubby, as we're well aware. 2 + 2 = 4. Some things happen that couples do. Anyway, so.
I can't even take a drink.
Sorry. Thing is that Feyre has kind of developed herself. I feel like there's still more with her, though. I know I told you that her story kind of came to a close, but I'm like, I don't know. The more I read the negativity in this and the kind of like the constant gnawing that there's this bigger evil that hasn't been dealt with yet. And that's like a big thing with this whole series, is like knowing that as you go through each book, there's like that gnawing and that constant feeling of like there's a bigger evil going on here. Like there's more going on here. There's more of this.
I love that.
You know, it keeps building and building.
Yeah.
And that's why people are like, you need therapy after this book, because this is what it's building to. And it's like, I don't know if I just want that for ACOTAR. And I feel like you can do that while also bringing romance more to the forefront than what this one is.
It's possible, trust me.
And it's like I feel like Nesta has been kind of been settled into a position where she now has a bigger purpose. We have Feyre that is in a position where she has a bigger purpose, but we could see more in there. There's still, you know, she's been placed. She's been given like 2 or 3 books to be placed into this big position. You know, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I said it before this time. She's now equal with Reese, you know, like there's that whole thing. And so, I mean, to be fair, we named it theories. So if you kind of assume that we're going to talk about spoilery things.
Spoilers.
So you're going to read between the lines. In the
title. To be fair.
Anyway.
Yeah. But I also feel like going back to Elaine, though, and how she's so boring. There's got to be some sort of twist to kind of.
The other
spice
two
things up,
the other
and
two
my spice, I don't mean steamy spice. I mean to change things up.
Yeah.
I should have used the word change. To change things up. Because she's kind of a boring character. And honestly, like, Nesta's book, like, had enough to kind of keep you hooked, even though it was just a lot of training. Like, either she's training or she's in the library. She's training or she's in the library. And then sometimes we go and we get these things, spoiler alert, for the things that she got, for the powers that she has. Yeah. So that kind of changed things up. But, like, if Nesta's just frolicking around in the flowers and having a character arc, that's going to be so boring. So there's got to be more happening.
There needs to be a reason for Nesta to have a character arc. Because as of right now, there's no reason for her to have this arc other than just to give us a peace of mind. Like, Sarah had to have given her a character arc in order for her to be in a position to help Feyre with something else later on. And I can totally see it being, I mean, it could either be like a three sisters fight this bigger evil, Or it could be like a family split, a split family thing. I could see Elaine, I could see Nesta being that neutral character because she cares for Feyre, but she also cares for Elaine. And then Feyre and Elaine, I don't know. I could see there's a whole bunch of possibilities. I could see, I could see Elaine doing something against Rhys or betraying them and hurting Rhys. And I could see Feyre completely snapping and turning. But I can't see her turning on Nesta because, spoiler alert, I give heads up this time.
You're getting better.
I get better. spoiler alert, she saves her life. And I don't feel like that's something that you can just brush under the rug with one betrayal. And the fact that Rhys reacts the way he does at the end of Silver Flames is enough to say that I couldn't see I couldn't see Nesta, like Feyre turning on Nesta. I couldn't, I don't know.
I don't think so. I feel like, to me, I don't know, I really like, I guess I want Amarin to be a bad guy so bad, but the way she's just, she had this darker undertone, and she was pushing Rhys to be a conqueror, and it just, it felt
it
like
rubbed me the wrong
you're
way.
Pushing him to be bad. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
And I feel like she's been set up as this baddie for so many books and that, whatever, I can't remember the details, but somehow, spoiler alert, she's human again or not.
I think she knows.
Epic, but she could be a big baddie if or, she betrayed them.
Hear me, hear
you know
me
what
out.
I'm saying?
Hear me out.
Uh-huh.
She could be pushing him to do that because she knows more than she's letting on.
That too.
She has she has more knowledge of the higher beings, higher power, whatever, that she could know more than she's letting on, and she's telling Rhys, "Hey, you're going to need to start doing this." Without really telling him, because this is coming. Part of me, wants a Marvel. Part of me wants an Avengers Endgame moment where all three series come together. I want that so bad, even though I haven't read the third series yet.
That? I'm literally was about to say it. I was literally, you stole the words from me.
I'm sorry. Great minds so think alike.
Yeah,
but that's what I want. Like, I can see that being a big thing.
I was like, is it crazy that I want a series overarching thing where they all have to come together to solve this problem?
Oh, that's another theory.
Is that crazy?
Oh, you can't answer. You won't be able. You won't be much help with this theory because you haven't started reading Throne of Glass yet.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm reading this book.
And are you fully happy with that book? No. You're not. Sorry, I'm playing Temptation.
I do have Throne of Glass as a bonus, so if I finish this one, I make it. I have the audiobook.
A bonus is like an honorable mention. You didn't actually get an award, but you were runner-up. Just saying.
I know.
Also,
I
did my face keeps flashing green, so I'm going to have to look that up later.
It's okay. We don't mind.
Okay, cool. Maybe I'm just being too obnoxious and I need to chill.
I thought I was crazy, actually, because I was like, am I seeing that or am I not seeing that?
No.
That,
you're not seeing
but
that.
But yeah,
I'm
trying to figure out a way that she could have Elaine be the betrayer and the bad guy and do the Tamlin theory and give him a redemption arc.
Or he could have a true... Or they could be a baddie couple together and he could fully go bad.
I don't want him to betray them again. I hate him enough as it is.
Ugh. See, this would be the payback for all the times you have crushed readers' hearts with your plot twists and cliffhanger endings. This is payback.
Speaking of which, I wanted to mention, I'm not spoiling. So I'm not a spoiler person. Just saying.
Sorry. I spoil enough for the both of us, to be fair.
Yes, you do. I'll let you cover that department. The Immortal Gladiator arc.
Yeah.
The stuff that happens there and the kind of the big thing that kind of like the big thing. This does it better. This does the whole Immortal Gladiator arc better. But then you add in the political intrigue and it's a fantasy world instead of actually ancient Rome. So
is there a romance? There is?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Oh my God. So much.
Now you see why I spoil things, because I have no filter.
There was such a funny, like, moment that was like, this person thought one thing, but the other person had completely different intentions, and it was so hilarious and so awkward, and I actually laughed out loud. I haven't laughed out loud from an actual book in a long, like, I don't know when I actually have, so, but yeah, I just wanted to, this book, but yeah, I just gotta get through the Throne of Glass slump, but Throne of Glass is technically, like, whenever I finish it, I don't mean bonus as extra. I mean, it's going to be a good, like, a good thing happening that month.
It is the, like, the best, I don't know. I know you said you don't think it's slow, but it is, like, it's the calmest of all the books.
Yeah.
So, it is... You know, like, that's where I think that's where I thought it was, like, I thought it was slow because I had read one of the books that was written a little later on after it started getting more fast paced. And
you know,
and so it's like it's a progression. Honestly, I believe it's a progression of her writing style, too, like, because you can, like, in some of the later books you get to is when she was starting to write the ACOTAR series, too. So as well. And so it was kind of like alternating back and forth. And so you can kind of see the progression of her writing, because Throne of Glass was like one of her oldest, if I remember correctly. So it's like, you can definitely see the progression in her writing. So, like, the reason why, I don't know, I know, if I remember correctly, yours is like the main character's attitude, right? Like, it's just, you're struggling to connect with her.
She is this arrogant assassin who's a baddie. Spoiler alert. I don't know if that's a spoiler. That's what it starts off as. Yeah, so it's pretty obvious to me. But she's just this, I'm a good assassin and I can kill everybody and I can kill everything. And I'm just arrogant with the two guys that are in the scene with me and I can do everything. And I don't know. I just don't like her attitude. And I'm just like, I can't. Yeah. I hate her more than I hated Nesta in the beginning. But I had more to grow to my hatred of Nesta. So it's like, I just, her attitude and personality just, it's the...
I don't know.
Female who can kill everybody, and I know it, and I'm going to brag, and, like, I could kill him. Like, the guy, he's, like, a king or something, and he leans down or something, and she's like, I could kill him if, you know, this and that, but I'm not going to. And it's just like, really? You're that? I don't know. It just graded me the wrong way. No, I'm still in that the scene where they're telling her about the deal is where I left off.
Well, and I think that the novellas that take place before book one give you it's like stories of, I'm assuming the name's Assassin's Blade, so I'm assuming you can kind of pick up the fact that it's just stories about her as an assassin, I'm assuming, right? You know, okay, that's not a spoiler, right? Okay, so it's like it's stories of her, like, as I'm scared now.
Like, you still buttered it, so if it had been a spoiler, it's already spoiled. That should have been the title of this. It's just literally, she spoils everything.
Check by. We need like a little tally thing at the corner. Bloop.
Yep.
Bloop. I'll get a little whiteboard and put it behind my head.
Yeah. Start a spoiler counter. Spoiler.
Or I have to pay $1 every time I spoil something.
That'd be funny.
I would be so broke. Broker than I already am on a teacher's salary.
I know, pretty much.
Oh, man. Anyway, what was I going to say? I was going to say something, and my brain just started blah, 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 and now it's gone.
The Assassin's Blade.
Oh, honestly, Assassin's Blade gives you the context of why she has that attitude.
Yeah.
But it also helps you.
It helps you
empathize with her. Because there are certain things that happen that lead up to her being in that prison and wanting to get out and wanting to be.
No, I mean, I get it. It's just a character type that, like, grates on me regardless of the reasons.
Yeah, I get that.
Nesta eventually became not arrogant, and she kind of learned a lesson and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she wasn't really arrogant so much as she was just angry and hateful to everybody. Yeah, so it's just like the arrogant female attitude and females who are tough and know it. I just don't like those kind of characters, regardless of whatever reasons you put in it. And it'll probably help to soften me to her, but it's just not my cup of tea.
No.
So, but so much honestly, angst. I was thinking, I've been watching Rain so much lately. I've been thinking about doing a video about how the character Mary Stewart is the best care, like strong female lead done right mm-hmm. that has ever been written in a movie, show, book thing. Because which book she is it's not a book, it's a TV show. It's called Rain.
Oh. I wish it was a right. book
series. I would read
okay. it. I know what you're talking about now. I was thinking, I'm like, what character? I've never heard this character, Rain. Because I was thinking Rain was the character. I don't know what my brain was
Rain,
thinking.
Not that Rain. No, Rain, the TV show Rain. Like, I'm going to, okay. I'm a king and I reign over the land. Not
gotcha.
Whatever Rain, the other guy from Serpent in the Wings of Night. Which, by the way, I still have to finish that series too. So mm-hmm. the novella and this final one. So it's like,
yeah.
After I'm done with this one, I may do Blind Date with a book. Where the wheel or the pulling a name out of a hat chooses which Ooh. One I do, whether yeah. Throne of Glass or the novella, mm-hmm. because you want me to do Throne of Glass really bad. And I feel like that would be an interesting thing when I get this done,
yeah.
is to let the wheel decide or whatever I'm going to do instead of a wheel. I don't know if I'm going to put them all, write their names on a thing, and that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
But yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things where I may hybrid read and either follow along with the audiobook That'll to kind of help me
That'll or help for sure.
do listening to the audiobook when I'm occupying myself so I can still hear the book, but I'm not yeah. only focused on the book and therefore I'm not as bored trying to get through it. And not bored's the wrong word, but like irritated or annoyed. Like I just don't like wasting, like that's been my problem back before is this whole thing, like the podcast has and being committed to like reading yeah. every month has got me to actually read yeah. and dedicate cool. time to it.
Yeah.
But I have a really bad habit of not finishing books because I'm not going to waste my time reading something I don't like.
Yeah.
And that's just my personality. And if I don't like it, I'm not going to finish it. And that's why I did not finish like so many books, but this is keeping yeah. me honestly I'm a little OCD now too because I've got like a 43 day reading streak going yeah. on. It's been going on since October
yeah
and I really want to see if I can read at least once every single day
sweet
for a year
cool
so I want to see if I can manage to pull that off.
Hey you wrote a million words in a year. I feel like you could read once a day for the entire year. I feel like that could be an easy yeah. goal for you to get.
It could be. I've almost my biggest problem is my night schedule because I read at 2 a.m but it already counts as tomorrow, so I didn't log anything yeah. yesterday, and so it's kind of it yeah. gets a little sketchy sometimes, but
yeah
but yeah. yeah honestly the fact that there's so much angst and like stuff that I kind of like later in the series though may motivate me
and honestly to get through the swamp in the beginning. There are so many more characters other than just those main three that there are way more characters that I think you would fall in love with later, like girl characters and guy characters that I think you would really enjoy later on in the series. So that's like, it's just, and that I think that's another reason why compare, like looking at the all of the ones that I've read so far, why Throne of Glass seemed so simple. Because, like, compared to, like, Empire of Storms or Queen of Shadows or, you know, Heir of Fire, like, all of these other books, there are so many more characters that make up the book and, like, so many more POVs that, like, book one seems so simple. I guess that's a better way of saying it. It's not boring. It's not slow.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
It's very simple. Compared to everything else in the series. Like, book two gets better. Like, book two builds some. But it's, like, book three and on, it's so much more complex. And it just builds and builds and builds and builds.
And it's, like, one POV in and Throne of Glass. By
and the it's way, still I can't building.
Remember, is it written in first person in Throne of Glass? Is the rest of the series, when you add all the POVs, is it third person?
It says, like...
he, she, instead of I and me.
Yeah, yeah. It says it didn't matter what she still offered him. Yeah. So yeah, it's
Okay. It's third person. Okay.
Cool. I always get those confused.
Third person, so that may help. Ooh. Is this one first or third? You know, I haven't been paying attention.
I never pay attention to that. Like that's where it's like I never even think about that. Because honestly, that's pretty.
I know it's just so gorgeous. Okay. I had trouble getting started because
since we're showing off maps. First person. So we're showing off maps. Look at that. Look at that beauty.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. But honestly,
she does have other books though.
Oh.
So the Weird Girls series and Shattered Past series sounds like modern day romance.
The first one did for sure. What was
I don't know. So I hope that there's going to be more. We'll see how this one ends and if it ends in a way that like could continue it.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, when you know you're a psychopath when you read the trigger warning and you get excited.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was like torture, dismemberment, violence. I'm like, yep, let's go. Yep. I'm here.
Check mark. It's like check you have mark. This tally mark. You're like, all right, we got this. We got this trauma. We got this trauma. We got this angst. We got this angst.
Literally, it's like, oh my gosh, I love it. It's just so creative with like the races and stuff. Like this is not a spoiler, but like there was one random side character that was like some sort of ogre, and he had this like overbite or underbite, and it described his mouth and the way their jaws are located caused him to not be able to speak English.
Oh.
And so they have these like, I, Jane, you, Tarzan, you know, they talk very simply. They can't do multi-syllabic words because of the way their jaws are structured.
Yeah. Cavemen talk.
Yeah, but like they have to stick to monosyllabic words because of the way their jaws are structured, and I'm like, that's a racial detail.
I feel like,
we don't get like, anything. Yeah. Like, you know, building races and like although, why they act why they the way that they do.
I feel like my day reverts back to butt in chair, so I feel like I could relate to that even to some extent. Sometimes you just got to get rid of all the extra words in the sentence and you just dumb it down.
Honestly, there's this game called Neanderthal that Michael's nephews like to play, and you have to use only one word syllables to describe a word and get the person to guess what it is. And if you do multiple syllables, the other person gets to hit you in the head with this plastic blow up little bat. And they liked it just because they got to beat each other up. But it was funny. And nobody ever plays it with me because Michael and Alicia hate it. So it's like I never get to play that game. But I'm like, I'm a writer. I think that's fun. And I totally want to play it and like film it sometime. But yeah, honestly, my biggest issue for now is that I'm more in a gaming mood and I'm really into Skyrim. And like, honestly, I haven't gamed a whole lot for like all fall and even bleeding back into the summertime. So I feel like I'm just into doing that more than reading. I feel like, because I thought one of our check-ins was in October when you start, was it November? I've been editing so much of our TBR check-ins, I don't remember which one it was, but it was either the October or November one where you had that for 1 week that we checked in and you mentioned that you were either like scrolling or just playing video games and like doing that instead of reading. And I feel like that's kind of where I'm at, is like I haven't played games hardcore all summer. Like everything has just been sitting here not doing anything. And I feel like I kind of, and I've also been working a lot, like releasing Immortal and editing Immortal and writing this, and I wrote 100,000 words in 40 days and now I'm doing this, and you know, NaNoWriMo, and now I'm just like, I want to just play games instead of reading.
Well, and it's like, and I feel like there's something, I don't mean this is going to sound bad, but I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's like there's something that almost feels like somewhat mindless about video games. Like your body's able to just completely shut down with all of like their worries, frustrations, the stresses, and you're just able to just, and I guess reading is that way too. But it's like I feel so much of what the characters feel that it's almost like video games are a way for me to just not feel for a bit. And it's like and especially when like I get to certain times in the school year where my brain is like food lab, food lab, food lab, or like I keep forgetting this one thing because PCOS messes with my memory and I can't remember things very well. And it's like, I need to remember. Like, for example, I was going to let a coworker borrow Iron Flame, and it's the book jacket. The actual book's gone. But like, and I forgot, and I emailed him and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I forgot it at home. I'll bring it tomorrow. And it's like, my brain was so focused on that I forgot some of like the basic things at the house. And I'm like, I forgot something else important. And I'm like, are you serious? And it's like,
it's gotten, Yeah, I it's gotten so bad that Michael, when we go grocery shopping on the weekends, he starts testing me. Like, all right, what did we say we needed? And I'm like, I list out everything and I'm like, there were only three things. He goes, no, babe, there's four things. I'm like, yeah. No, there was three, that, and that. And he literally like has been testing me to try to strengthen my brain memory, but it's not really working very well. Like, it's really bad. Yeah. I have such memory problems.
Well, and it's like, I just like, even like you said groceries, and I'm like, I have the Apple has the Remind app where it's like a to-do list that you can check mark off. And it's so frustrating because sometimes I'll go and get some stuff from mom too. And she'll text me something and I'll be like, okay, I'll get that. But I won't add it on the checklist. And so I will get all the way back over to their house to drop off what I was originally going to get for her that was on the list. And then I get it to the house and I pull into the drive and I realize that I'd forgotten what she had texted me extra. And I'm like,
oh man.
And I'm like, and so it's like, sometimes I feel like video games are a way for me to just like all the focus. And that can be dangerous too. Like you can't let it like, and that's where it's like, it has to have a balance. Any hobby has to have a balance, because if you let it consume every waking moment, it gets like obsessive almost, and it can get dangerous too. And like that's where it's like video games have it's very easy for video games to become almost obsessive, and it's like letting it like rule your life. And it's like, you got to have that balance there. But it's like, there's times where I'm just like, I just want to sit here. I just want to kill a bunch of skeletons at a zombie spawner in Minecraft, or I want to just randomly walk around as a warrior sorcerer in Skyrim, and I just want to chill.
I know for me it's like video games like Skyrim and Sims, it's which are two very different video games, by the way, but hear me out, is a way for me to be creative and create stories without the work of sitting and actually writing something or sitting That's and brainstorming true. Something. Like, I have made up so much, like my entire Mythreach universe and all the books I've written there were because I created characters in Skyrim, role-played them the way that I want, made my own universe and fit it all in there. And it just is such a fun way to just create stories. But like you said, it's like a mind-numbing version of it. So it doesn't feel like as much work as like writing a story or whatever. And it's a different type of escapism. Than books, because this, like, it's already pre-written, you can't control anything. But a video game with certain types of things, like, you're a part of the story. Like in Subnautica, you're the one running from the Leviathan and trying not to get eaten, and you're the one building in Minecraft, and you know, you're the one getting to do all that stuff. And that's why I love interactive fiction, like on the Chapters app, that I'm adding more books. Like, I'm trying to, not only is it a way to earn income, which I actually did earn $4 this month, or last month, it was November. Woo! So $4 two books.
You're $4. So, like, if I got
like 20, it would add up eventually. So I'm just kind of like throwing, but it's like a fun way to like still read, but you get to dictate the story. And so, we've gone off on a tangent. That's the fun thing about being live is like, I mean, we posting all of our content. That's why last month was 7 hours long.
We've only been live for 45 minutes, to be fair.
Hey, that's good. Most podcasts are an hour, so we're still good. By the way, long story short, podcast issue. So WordPress turns out has a plugin, like an automatic podcast system in their thing, right? Yeah. And so you make it like where you do it as a blog post, but instead of writing, you just add the audio to it. Mm-hmm. And then you make it the category, which is our podcast, like Pens and Paperbacks podcast. So you check that. And then it automatically goes into your RSS feed, but the problem is the RSS feed is having some sort of error, and the help people are giving me the runaround, and I don't know what's wrong. So I'm kind of at like a stuck point trying to figure that out, but eventually we will figure it out, because there are other apps that can do it. It's just a matter of like figuring out which ones will be best. So that's what's going on with our actual podcast. But eventually, for everybody out there, we will be on podcast platforms. So, but for now, YouTube, that's fine. We'll just have a lot of backlogged episodes, which is fine.
That's fair. And I like the new format where we do our check-ins live, and then and then we post our shorts constantly, and it's like back and forth.
I do too.
It's
helping me stay faithful to YouTube, like social media, for my regular reels and social media, and then the podcast YouTube channel and stuff. And then it saves up me the trouble of having extra content to edit as well. Like it's a lot more relaxing. Like, oh, I don't have to be OCD and make sure everything's like perfect and edited.
Yeah.
So I like it.
So, all right. Any
last? I'm not getting as specific. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I feel like sometimes with the sports, I don't get as detailed as I used to do in the check-ins.
Yeah.
I need to do some where I do, because I'm not spoiling anything, but I'm like, I need to do some where I talk details because I'm not getting out the details of this book yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to talk details with something. So I need to do that at some point.
Yeah,
so.
Do that.
Anyways,
I did that with Empire of Storms and with Tower of Dawn a little bit too at one point. So you're good.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you have any last minute theories, slumpish talks? Or I think, because I know I've pretty much shared everything.
Sometimes with slumps, you got to push through it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's what's needed. Other times, I feel like, especially if you've been working hard, if you've been overwhelmed at work, if you have a lot of things going on at school, or, you know, you've just been working constantly, you've been doing overtime, you've been pushing yourself, or you have been neglecting one hobby or another, I feel like it's good to, like, give yourself a break and play those video games or read. But I do feel like, because we've talked about how reading is so important, even for, especially for people who don't think they can read, like you will find something that fits you. And start, if you need to start small, start thin. There's a lot of short stories and novellas and different things like that that'll be more bite-sized. And I feel like today there's a lot of more bite-sized content, like the Webtoons comic app, whatever that is. The chapter stories app, a lot of the stories on there are the ones that are good and clean, by the way. There's a lot of non-clean ones out there for warning for everybody. But the ones that are clean, like my content, are short and more bite-sized content. And the contemporary romance genre is actually pretty bite-sized too, I would say. So pushing it. But it's okay to take that break. But my goal is to read a little bit every day, because progress is progress. So I'm still reading. I did already read a little bit today. I'm trying to get through this political slump, but apparently now there's another chapter. We're at four in a row. I'm like, oh God, I got one more.
How long are the chapters? Like roughly how many pages?
It varies. Like the last one, I ended on page 135 and it started on page 127. So like 10 pages or less, depending on the chapter. Some of his have been a little long because a little something, something and stuff, but
yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just hoping the next chapter we get back to.
It will. Like you can't stay, stay in this one POV for the rest of the books without like it introduced going back and forth. So you can imagine it's probably just something that the author really, really wanted to get out. Like either that, or it's setting the stage for something else later. So he's kind of,
power through. Right now it, I get the reason. There's a reason why we're in the other person's POV that I can't spoil. So it's just we need to keep. We can't go back to the other character at the moment. So we need some time to pass. So we'll work. It'll happen. But So I think that's everything that we need to talk about. So
thanks for joining.
We'll check in with you guys.
Thanks for watching the VOD back.
Or whatever.
So the VOD will be there. So look up. Be on the lookout for our individual updates, because we'll usually either I'm trying to get to every day, but there are some days where I'm just like, I didn't read today and I don't really have anything to say. So I'm not always every single day. I know Joanna, you are pretty much almost every day, because
don't have anything to say, I'm gonna try to do random bookish content. So we'll see, like ranking books or saying yes or no or some little things like that. So if I have nothing to say, but
All right. See you next week, and we'll do another live stream, and it'll be a little less awkward at the beginning. But if you like bookish content. If you like chaotic cousins ranting about random things and me forgetting to say spoiler, I apologize.
Yes.
If you enjoy us and you don't find us absolutely insane or irritating, make sure you subscribe and follow along with us. Read and let us know in the comments what you're reading as well.
Yeah, how are your guys reading going? Let us know.
I may or may not want to read it. So, and give me an excuse to buy more books. Because I always need more books.
We love being broke and owning tons of books that we shouldn't have bought. I mean, that's always a fun thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.